So it wasn't the coronavirus then, or?
Oh, no, not at all, darling, no.
Because Mom had something that really sounds like, but that was back in December. But it was already here in December, wasn't it? I mean, in the United States.
It was, but we would never let that on you, darling. We wouldn't let that on you and yours. You're covered. You got, are you nuts? The things you've been through over and you'd ask that question, are you crazy? Stone cold batshit crazy, darling. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah,
You've been walked through. You survived stuff nobody survives. You're welcome. Yeah, you have a charmed life right this holy second. So let's see how that goes for you. But yeah, don't negotiate your generosity. You're doing good. You're doing great, darling.
When I fell out of the back of a van when I was, I don't know, 7 or 8, my brother said he saw me.
Charmed your life. Charmed.
Is that my own hand?
Charmed your life has been. Charmed your life has been.
I'm grateful.
So, yeah. You are grateful, darling, and we appreciate that because we know it's your gratitude because you've never negotiated that. You don't negotiate that. Come what may, you see, even if this world is destroyed, you still don't take advantage of the benefits and the beauty and the graciousness of life. That's fabulous. Don't ever let that go. Hold on to that, and it'll get you through this hard time that's coming. We got you. You won't be on any ventilator. Don't worry about it, darling. You're all right. You stay right.
See, and it is like, you know, ascension. It's like it's an individual process, but it's like I don't want to go unless I can take my mom with me. You know what I mean? That connection.
Well, she's ahead of you. She's ahead of you.
Probably.
Good.
Yeah.
Go with her. You know, no, she is. She is. You know why? Because hers is based on something. She knows what this world came from. She knows who she is in God. She knows how this applies. She's a clear and present hope of divination on this realm. Yeah, she got it. She knows. She'd tell you. She'd tell you what the Hoover days was like. So, yeah.
Oh, she's decided she wants to live to see Christ return. That's her, you know. So
of course.
She's going to, you know.
Good. And he's a coming. 7 come 11. He's coming. Yep. Very good.
Coming around.
Excellent, darling. We adore you. Stay on the path. If you have questions, always get Bob. Don't be a stranger. Do what you do, but don't be a stranger. Hard times is coming, honey. You got us, so don't take advantage of it. Get in here. Do what you're supposed to do. You know what to do, for Pete's sake. You get out of the bed, make it up. You don't have to, nobody has to tell you how to wash, for Pete's sake. Come on with us. You got it. Let's go. Your house is a mess. Clean it up. Let's go. Right.
Is there anything I can do? I don't want to hurt my brother, but is there anything I can do to help him get over his OCD, his compulsions?
Well, if you really have it, it's called CDO. If you really have it, it's called CDO.
Yeah, you set the letters and numbers right, yeah.
If you really got OCD, it's CDO. That's
right.
CDO.
if you have obsessive compulsive disorder, it would have to be alphabetically listed. It's C, D, and O.
It's not my domain to, you know, for someone to change or whatever, and I'm fine with whatever his choices are, but I have to live in it.
Go take 9 pounds of glitter and go in his house and just throw it everywhere. If you don't have a nervous breakdown, it'll cure you.
It's about to the point of a nervous breakdown. Yeah.
Yeah. 9 pounds of glitter will do it. Do you know how much 9 pounds of glitter is? That's something. And just blow his house up. Make it festive. Yeah, if that don't get him, you know, if that don't cure him, it'll do him on the end. Either way, he'll be with God. It'll be good. But yeah, don't worry about all that. There's not nothing new, for Pete's sake. He's been neurotic as a whore in church anyway all of his life, so do what you do. Blow it up or forget it or let it go. It doesn't make any difference. All right, Donna, we adore you, but we got to move on. Time is ticking. Are you ready, boss? Let's go to the star. You're welcome.
I wanted to thank Heather. I want to thank Heather for pointing out the New York Times article. You read it, and she said, well, that's what Dr. Dean said. You wrote that, right, Heather?
Yeah.
That's, yeah, everybody's, I mean, I didn't write it, but everybody's staying out of the hospital. It's like ghost town, you know. Everybody's afraid to go to the clinic or anything. And, yeah, probably get, you know, hospital-borne infections. That's where you get sick and get the diseases. So, yeah, if you stay out of the hospital, you'll stay well.
If you ain't sick when you go, you will be time you leave.
You will be, yeah.
The scriptures are clear. Those that are sick have need of a physician. If you're not sick, you don't need a physician. And Karen's a great physician, so you don't need it. It's all good. Wonderful. Okay, boss, let's go.
I didn't notice, Heather. Were you responding to Roz over the last 24 hours? Do I see you responding?
I don't know what. No, I mean, I don't know what he's about, or he or she or it or whatever.
R-O-Z, she. Yeah, don't respond. Anybody responds to Roz?
Okay.
Like Phil, they don't get access to Ion. Phil blew it.
Okay,
just think Phil's going to be stuck there all by himself up there in the United Kingdom. Point out the negativity, and he won't be able to get to Ion because he fucked it.
Well, what happened on the chat line? Did we just screw it up?
Familiarity breeds contempt. Now that the heat is on, everybody wants a piece, and that would be appropriate. So that's fine. We don't mind. There's enough of us for everybody. But at some stage or level, folks was not engaging the way they should with non-physical, or they would hold back and wait till they had to hit their demands of non-physical to the point that it was the glib cliche archetype was exposed to the point that it's like, yeah, no, we're good. We're good. That's good. We're good.
Yeah.
All right.
So nobody respond to Roz. Let her just broadcast in the void.
Or whatever she wants to do. It's all good. It's happy days. Give her a little wink. That's a good wink.
Yeah, she can do what she wants, but nobody respond. And discourage her. And there's a few others like that, too. So we're watching Bob, Santa Claus. I'm checking to see who's naughty and nice. Always doing that. Okay, thank you, Heather. Carolyn, appreciate you pointing out that article.
Yeah, well, it's been wonderful, darling, and you're on point. So don't be discouraged. Just stay on the path. Let's go. Let's go. Cowboys foreplay, Heather.
Thank you.
Get in the truck.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right. Deborah, Salem, Oregon, are you going to speak? I guess not. So, where's Greg? You have a question,
Greg? Have you run
out
of everybody else?
No, there's a lot of people here. A lot of people. Go ahead, Greg. A
lot of people. Hey, Ion, Bob, Carolyn.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you.
What's up?
Oh, man. Thank you for all the good stuff, getting that permit pushed through. Yay.
Well, it's necessary. There's things afoot, eh?
Just a little. Very good.
Yeah.
But, hey, it occurred to me a few days ago, you know, I remember listening to the NBA, who, of course, being the first, you know, large sports organization to bend the knee to the Chinese, you know, came up out of the blue and said the entire season is canceled. And I was like, well, that's really weird. And, of course, all the other
sports people were taking a pause. You can't do that. That was God, remember.
Well, did they not have inside information from the Chinese that told them, hey, your season's screwed. You might as well just pack it in right now and go home?
No, hell no. Why would? That would be like Jenny saying, we're not going to sell any more products. Y'all don't come to work tomorrow. Why in the hell would they do that? They're milking. That's their milk money. Why would they fuck up their milk money? They would never do that. No, they got caught dipping in both sides of the dipper. The dipper was in both sides. They got caught. Otherwise, they would have shorted it and got themselves in a very good position. You see, no problem.
Why wouldn't they get caught on each side of the dipper?
Why wouldn't they move them all to China and let them continue on with their season? No problem in China. Everything's great and good. No worries. No problem. They got TVs. They got cameras. Put it in there. Put March Madness right there on the Chinese side. Run it. No problem. They got no problems over there, do they? They're paying for it. It's their world. They're saying, you think these stupid motherfuckers wouldn't watch March Madness no matter if it was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? They're going to watch the fights. They're going to watch the fights on a private island like that's going to keep the coronavirus away. They're going to bring these motherfuckers from around the world on the private island to fight. Don't they think they're going to bring the coronavirus on the private island?
Of course.
Brilliant, isn't it?
But give us an overlay on this dipping on both sides. I'm not tracking.
They messed up because they didn't hedge their bet. That's all. So you're short.
Oh, China or NBA? China or NBA?
China. Bob, China is the NBA.
Right. So what did they dip on themselves?
They longed and shorted their market simultaneously and got caught.
What's it mean to get caught? Somebody says that's illegal?
There's no NBA. All their money's in the NBA and there is no NBA anymore.
Well, they got caught because the NBA canceled on their own?
Mm-hmm. Because the NBA got stopped.
It got stopped,
it was above
okay.
them. Yeah,
right.
And it was above them, you see.
And China didn't see that coming.
Well, apparently.
Well, the people who had the money in the NBA didn't see it coming.
Well, that's China. No one else has
okay.
money on the NBA, for God's sake. Are you nuts? You seen that shit?
Right. But, Ion, the point I was making was, you know, right out of the chute, the NBA says entire season canceled, whereas you look at the other sports people, it was like, we're taking a pause, we're going to postpone it for a little bit. So it just, like...
They were the ones in front of everybody. They were the ones in front of everybody with their stupid numbnut players getting paid gajillions of dollars, licking the microphones, rubbing everything, making fun of the damn thing, and then poisoning. It's like pissing in your own Wheaties and mad because now you have a urine infection. After they pissed in their own Wheaties. And they did it to themselves. They did it to themselves. And so they had nowhere else to go. What they gonna do? Fuck themselves? Nobody else is gonna show up.
They couldn't have fucked themselves any better than fucking themselves. Okay. There you go.
Probably couldn't even reach it. I don't know. Some of them might could, you know. Some of the boys maybe, but not so much. Just saying.
Okay.
Capacity's everything, GQ. Capacity's everything.
Yes. It's all about capacity, Ion. Yes, capacity matters.
Apparently. So good. But yeah, that's what happened. And is it revivable? We don't know. We're going to have to see.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Sure.
We're going to see if it's in Dubstown. It's the Dubstown. Yeah. Well, let's win all of it. Now they're sitting here. Now they're talking about maybe playing the baseball, trying to play it with nobody in the stands. Who in the hell goes to baseball if you can't drink beer and eat Winnies? Who's going to eat all the Winnies? The Winnies.
You got to drink a lot of beer to make baseball entertaining. That's right. Yes, exactly.
It's like watching Wimbledon. You just get a crick in your neck, back and forth. But even they sell Winnies. You got to have the Winnies. It's what it's about.
Right. With regards to that article, Bob, you read in the beginning, Virginia thought that, you know, the coronavirus deaths would be falsely reported because if the hospitals are being reimbursed 100 for people who have got the virus, if you show up with a hangnail and die, they're just going to label it as coronavirus in order to get it paid for. Presuming you don't have health.
Yeah.
Ion, is that playing into some of the stats that we're seeing?
We don't understand paid for because they don't have anything paid for. At this stage of the game, it's been overdone. It's been overrun. It's kind of like they're charging. Somebody's bleeding in the water park. They're bleeding in the water, so they have to shut the water park down. So now what's happened is they have to come clean the water park, so they're making all the money in cleaning the water park. That's a tiny amount, but they're losing all the revenue from everything else. They've stopped medicine, GQ. There is 9 times more money in regular medicine than there is in this lost leader numbnut, never paying for nothing. Who the fuck is paying for this shit? They don't want this. They're getting killed. They're getting dead. They're getting dead. You think it's 3M trying to make the money on these damn N95 masks? There's no money in this shit. That's kind of like in your quinine. They saying Trump's making money on the quinine. That shit's less than a penny a pound.
A penny a pound in good, Trump. Good point. And what I think...
ridiculous.
Our friend Bob, who's high up in a medical hospital in the state, said that the hospitals are getting killed because they can't do any of the expensive treatments.
Right.
So they're losing
their
asses.
Who's doing CAT scans? Ain't nobody doing CAT scans. Who's doing weak contrast?
Oh, yeah, they're blowing people's noses, wiping their asses.
We better follow up on them PET scans so we can find something wrong. Yeah.
Right.
There's a malignancy we better look at. Ain't no malignancies. Ain't no good. They ain't no good nuclear medicine going on. That's where the money checks is. They
The big money checks. Sure. The big money checks.
They pointed their way into how ridiculous the whole thing is. And you can thank Elizabeth Bitch Warren for pointing out how socialized medicine works. They got a truck in the back where they put the dead bodies. You get a little taste of what it looks like. If Donald J. Trump gives these numbnut fuckers a dollar, they will follow him into the sea.
That's right. By the nose.
If you could get a rich man to vote like this, you've got it whooped. Now, the goddamn Republican is giving people money to stay home from work. Do the math on that.
Yep.
Hey, Greg.
I think it is.
Yes,
Greg.
Bob.
Thank Bob. Praise Bob.
Back in the 80s, I would advocate a media fast. Generally, let's just turn off TV for 6 months.
Yeah.
And that was McLuhan's program. And that got laid out on the album that came out in 92. That was the main point. So what we're seeing today, would... give McLuhan a real stoner, because this is a global media fast on being human, or at least the chemical body operations, not the chip body. So we finally got the greatest art form one could do before Ayn showed up was a media fast. That would affect more institutions. So here we are witnessing a media fast where people stay home and very little action on the other older analog media institutions, okay? Basically just everything else.
Yeah.
So we're witnessing what happens to people under the basic program of McLuhan, a media fast. Now, the chip body is there, and that's what Baudrillard was right, that we'd never have an economic crash in hardware, chemical body, banking, because the orbiting solar or virtual economy would always keep going. So we can't stop it, so people engage it. But the problem is, Ion said that that's how the virus is spread, through the tech body, through the Baudrillardian orbiting sphere.
Yeah.
See? So we media fasted the wrong technology. We did the rear view mirror technology, and we're not fasting on the present technology.
Yes,
you get that, Greg?
It's going insane.
Yes, I'm listening also what Ion is saying, and I'm getting distracted.
Going fast.
What's Ion?
Going fast. It's going fast.
It's going back.
No, going fast.
Fast.
Really fast. It's going fast.
In the chip body, in the tech body, Ion. You're talking about the tech body.
Guess what? You have no choice now. The broadband is being opened up as far as she'll go. I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. I'm the guy.
Hey, Scotty, give me more broadband, Scotty. That's right.
We're giving you all of it. Beam me up, honey. Beam me up. It's coming now. Here you go. Because now you have no choice. The only opportunity you have for engage at all is thank you, Mr. Tech Body. You get education, thank you, Mr. Tech Body. You want your money? You want your God? You want your, hey, you want your goddamn money? Thank you, Tech Body. You want your goddamn groceries? Thank you, Tech Body. Yes. You better be
Ion, the Tech Body's spreading the virus. So what are you saying? You're contradicting yourself. You got two directions going
on. Be thankful. Be thankful.
Thankful that the tech body is spreading the virus.
It is what it is, Devin. It is what it is.
So what do you do? You take university courses, watch lectures from MIT?
That's the only way you're going to get it. That's
get
the only
what?
Way you're going to get it today.
The only way you're going to get what?
Tech body.
Education.
An education.
Your education
you
is coming from the tech body now.
You just keep yelling while people are talking back to you. You're not interested in their responses. Now, we know you're not, but you got to pretend a little bit on my fucking show. Okay? So control yourself. Yeah. So you're saying that you can watch and enjoy the tech body, but it's also spreading the virus. So how do you get out of that situation? You spoiled brat. You speak. Where is he? Did he drop off?
Ion, you're making me have to shut the window.
Yes. Now, address the question. What you're telling people, embrace the tech body, but it's also spreading the virus. So, what do they do?
We don't care. It's past. They've got thousands of hours of exactly what to do and how to do. The very issue is the issue. That's the issue. You can't...
What's the...
Ascension.
Yeah, but you don't give anybody any guidelines on ascension.
Yes,
we have already.
Carolyn found out. Well, how do you ascend, Carolyn? Come on. Well, how do you ascend?
Keys and airs.
Bunch of astral exercises.
Bob's too lazy to do them.
Well, I'm not in the game. I'm not ascending. Remember, I'm heading out. I got more civilizations to seed and start past this one. You know, I'm not involved with these little purposes that I set up in Andromeda.
So Bob is the seedy one. Bob is the seedy one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the drifter.
Oh, yes, he's the great pretender. Ooh, yes, Bob.
Oh, look, we have a question here from Minimax. He says, does previous thankfulness addressed to the Android meme get forwarded to my account with the tech body? So he was thankful for the Android meme.
Ask Roz.
No, we don't ask Roz. And Happy Horses comes in, notice what you will get. Notice what you will get, question mark. You got a question mark there canceling out your point, Happy Horses. But the Chinese food, yeah, so good question.
Notice what you will get. That means pay attention to your environment. It's a good question.
Well, that's what he's asking. You're saying ascending.
That's what he's pointing out. That's what they're pointing out. You get ascension.
Notice what you will get, question mark.
Right,
he doesn't know what you get.
No, he's making the point.
He did it wrong. You got to restate it properly with the right punctuation that he intends.
Okay. Well, let him on, right. And we'll ask the question. We can actually have a conversation.
Robin's going crazy.
Ready?
Here we are having a serious conversation.
Good.
She goes, love it all. Wow, this is great. Ian is spot on as always. About what, Robin? What is he spot on about?
Spot on about getting yelled at, I guess, Bob. It's how it goes, you know.
You can take it.
We can take it like a man. Yes, we can take it. We don't care.
So, Carolyn,
okay, go to the next one. Let's go. Time is ticking. Let's go. Where's your favorite?
Happy Horses, Ion got it. But what about the rest of it? Rest of us Happy Horses. Just restate what you mean.
He's worried about you get you right, and he's worried about everybody else.
He got what?
Save
he got
yourself.
Me right.
Save yourself, and then you can help everybody else, Bob.
That doesn't apply to me. I've been thanking...
Oh, that's true.
So, Minimax, I've been thanking something resembling the tech body for many years. He's been thanking them, embracing them. Is he lying? Is he, like, not know what we're talking about? Oh, well. Okay, thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so Dave.
Have you done everybody on the line yet, Bob?
No, just getting started.
You're out of time, so let's go. You got things to do. You did want to get something out of this your show, didn't you?
Okay, so, Deborah started to say something. You going to say something, Deborah? You said something came through there. Deborah, we'll be watching her. She's not participating. Maybe that's Roz. Came in on another number.
That'd be some shit. That'd be some shit. Right. We got a YouTube for her.
Right. Okay, Nick, go ahead.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Bob, firstly, thanks so much for an amazing payday tailgate. Your conversation with Sky Goddess Sue and Roxy was phenomenal. So
good. Thank you.
It was nice, wasn't it? It make your dick hard?
It did, Ian. It certainly did.
Madeline didn't like it. Did you talk to Madeline after and bring her back up? Madeline didn't like it.
Yeah, well, you blocked the whole bunch of us.
Sky Goddess Sue, she's sweet, too. She can get it. Sue can get it. Sue can get it. Just saying. She can get it. Yeah.
Ian, my question to you.
Hey, Nick, I just want to say something. Carolyn told me. She's reading a book on the coronavirus. What is that diet, Carolyn? The coronavirus diet?
Carnivore diet.
Carnivore, very close. He's reading a book of the carnivore diet, the coronavirus diet.
It's good. You can have meat and ice cream and wine and whiskey and anything you want to eat. It's the best diet ever. We like it. We like it. Take that.
I haven't seen Carolyn so shocked. Let me say this, Ian. I haven't seen Carolyn so shocked in years. She's reading this book that says, plants are out to get you. Plants are the demons. So eat nothing that's plant-like. And I go, they actually believe that shit? And Carol, that's right. Carol looked very despondent for just a few minutes. Right, Carol? Did I get it right? Is that the basic ideology? So I think Sue went nuts. When Sue wasn't with us for 2 years, she went fucking nuts. And she started listening to reading these ridiculous books. So we hope she gets balanced.
Does that mean you can or cannot eat the tamale out of a lobster?
you deal with that, Carol. I don't know what those words mean. Sounds funny, though.
It's what's in the intestinal tract of the lobster, what the lobster ate, which probably isn't meat. But if you eat the lobster, can or cannot eat the tamale out of a lobster. That's what they ate.
Do you know what you're talking about, Ian? Carol?
Yeah, it's the red waxy stuff in the lobster that I don't eat.
What about it?
Mm. Yeah.
If
you're a carnivore.
That's the vegetables.
Yeah, if you're a carnivore, you shouldn't eat that because it's from vegetation.
Oh, okay. Right. And so you can't eat it.
But it's in
carnivore.
But it's in the lobster, and the lobster is meat, so that's the question. That's the only thing that bothers me about. Is it do you or do you not eat the tamale out the intestines of the lobster?
Yeah. So
good on
it shows
croute.
You
it's delicious on croute. It's
you know, Carol, this shows you this is why I should be an annual lecture to the medical profession. This is an example of the old environment becoming an art form. And anybody can make anything out of it. So you take old nature and you divide it up between meat and the plants and you declare plants are a Gnostic demon and the meat will save you. See, that became playful because you don't live in that chemical body stomach anymore. You live in the digital stomach. That's what people really live on.
Your husband has become Mike Douglas. It's the Mike Douglas show.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
You're the greatest artist in the world, Bob. You're the greatest.
But you get that, Carol? Yeah. It's art form with the old chemical body. And so people go for these theories. They're like art movements in the old days.
Yeah, movement. It's a movement, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob,
what kind of bowel movements you get
working?
On them, Carol, on the all-meat diet?
Working, Bob?
Yeah, can you quit working on that diet?
No, are you ready for that part?
I don't think, for me, I doubt if there'd be enough fiber to get your bowels working happily.
Right.
Yeah. But,
I guess
what you
apply a lot of cheese, pack a lot of cheese in with it. That'll help. Magnesium helps. Magnesium, if you take enough of magnesium, it'll help. It'll help.
So the way they're making plants the enemy, what they're saying is plants, in order to procreate and survive, they produce poisons to stop animals from eating them. So when humans eat the plants in large quantities, they get poisoned. But I mean, what I would say is that people don't eat or shouldn't eat a bushel of kale and give themselves a kale poisoning, but they should be able to eat anything they want. And as a god, you should.
Is it fried kale or regular kale?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter. But anyway.
Fried kale is pretty good if you put enough salt and grease on it.
You keep talking about more protein, more protein, more protein. So I bet you're a secret carnivore. Right, Ion?
Oh, we love it. Yeah, you got to have meat. You got to have meat. You got to have protein to balance it. You have to have protein because people are eating enough of everything else. But see, we don't ever talk about that. We talk about protein as opposed to carbs. Because everything is about the carbs, actually. Because none of it has any nutritional value per se anymore.
None of it.
Because without the complement formulas, you're screwed. You're screwed. So kill yourself. It's okay. It'll be over soon. Doesn't matter. Look at how people are eating like a bird and they're morbidly obese. It's all lost carbs. It's all processed to death. So even when they're eating a vegetable, it's deep fried butter. We got nothing against butter, but if that's all you eat, it's troublesome after a little while. That's all you're eating.
And the meat is not processed? Is the meat not as bad as the processed food?
Who cares if it is or not? Eat Spam. What's the difference? Spam is pig just like pig is pig. What's the difference?
So meat doesn't have any value, just like nothing else we call food has any value, nutritious value anymore.
Lately. That's a shifting thing. The more Al2SO4 you get, the more anything you eat is going to become poisonous. Mm-hmm. The more Al2SO4 formula there is, the less food is going to help you. That's why you're finding yourself not eating as much as you normally do. You only eat half the counter now instead of the whole counter, Bob. It's great.
Yes. Yeah. And I was tempted to go back to puffs, but I didn't.
Don't forget the Snicker bars. They're the best.
They're too sweet for me now.
Case at a time. Yeah, bless his heart.
I got the balanced living water.
You got living water and bread of life now. You're doing okay. So you're going to
I'm not even here.
And it didn't kill you, so it's great.
Yeah, so there was another idea about that, Carolyn. So you get the fantasizing of the chemical body, and anybody can, and people need a turnover when there's nothing there. So there's fad diets, all right, playing with the dead chemical body.
Right.
Okay, so
Sue said it right. Sue said it right. She don't care. She said she eats her vegetables in the belly of a pig.
She just typed that?
Yeah, she eats what? Eats vegetarian. She loves ribeyes. Who friggin' cares? Good, Sue.
She doesn't eat vegetarian.
No, she eats what the vegetarians eat.
And
if
what's
a pig
that?
Eats the pigs or
oh,
the
see.
Sheep eats vegetation, and she eats what the vegetation eats.
Right.
They eat the animals eat the vegetation, so she gets her turnip greens inside of a cow.
I see.
That's what she's saying. Yeah.
All right.
So, are you ready? That's next. Come on, you gotta go. We got things
Nick,
to do.
Go ahead, Nick.
You got a show to. You got a show to start. Let's go.
Yeah.
And hi. The BSG vaccine. It seems to be a silver lining here for some South Africans, which is mandatory to have this against TB. Does it have any effect or effect on anybody here getting the virus? The coronavirus.
No.
It's
separate.
A bit of totally. So there's no self-defense because
he's gone low.
We're not getting what you're saying, Nick. You're a little low. And what the fuck? Carolyn didn't even know what your topic
is. That
is
that better?
Do it again. That's better.
He hears everything.
Is that better? Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yes. What was your topic?
Okay, the topic is, Bob, is the BSG, the Bacilli Calmette-Guérin vaccine, which we get here in South Africa. It's a mandatory vaccine against tuberculosis. And I asked iron whether or not that had any effect or affect on as an antidote against the coronavirus.
And we said no.
They said no. Yeah.
The sidebar. The sidebar.
All right. So you got that, Carol?
Yeah.
Thank you for that, iron.
But it's
iron,
welcome.
BCG,
yes.
BCG, yeah.
We knew what he meant. It's okay.
And my next question on, I was gifted some really amazing music. It's 8D, 12D, and 24D, which has this effect in the brain. Can you say some words about what's going on there with this particular
type
of music? It's the wrong frequency.
Yeah. Makes you want to kill yourself or makes death feel good. Keep at it. You'll see.
Okay, so not a good idea to listen to?
We don't care. Burn it up. Burn yourself up.
All right. And my next question, the frequency of 6.944 hertz, or megahertz at least, which was mentioned in the July 3, 2016, has that frequency now been upped? Are we closer to that 6.944 megahertz?
Are you asking if it's been updated to it?
Yes.
Or it's a shifting point between? That will become the variance between itch and scratch.
Okay, but we're now moving into a period where 40 days after Easter, well, that's...
What do we celebrate 40 days after Easter, Nick?
Ascension.
The Ascension Day, which originally was Pentecost.
Yes.
Right. Not the Feast of Weeks, where you count the Omer and blow the shofar.
Yes. You've made that quite clear.
Now, when is that? That's 50 days Pentecost after Easter. But see, they don't even count Easter. It's actually counted from Maundy Thursday, which is when they destroyed the Christ, was Maundy Thursday, remember? For the Good Friday aspect. Okay. Just to be clear.
So what was your question here? I don't think we started off on that point. Megahertz. So what is this other hertz thing?
He likes ribeyes, Bob.
I do too. It's just the frequency of 6.944 megahertz, Bob, that it was referenced in the 3 July 2016. I just wanted to know whether or not we were in alignment with that frequency, whether or not we were in close proximity.
And what did he say?
Yes, we're getting closer to it.
Why do we want to get close to it?
That's a good question. Ian, why do we want to get close to it?
That's the frequency in which you reverberate.
Now? Already? Yeah. Already?
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Okay, what's Monday, Thursday got to do with it?
We're going to put your damn dark soul ass out of a job. That's what we're going to do.
I don't even show up. That's not going to be a problem. We're going to lay you off.
That's what we're going to let you go out of fun.
I've already been laid off. But look.
They're going to lay you off.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
What is Ascension Day got to do with this frequency?
Oh, it comes 40 days after Easter.
The frequency is already here, or it comes 40 days after Easter?
That doesn't make any sense. Are we
activated by this frequency, or is it the environment we're in now or in 40 days?
There's two frequencies mentioned. One is now, one is becoming. So you're fluxing between the two. You're becoming to the new modulated frequency,
That'll be 6944. That's what we're coming to.
That's 6.944 megahertz.
Right. So you see that, Nick? That's how you squeeze questions.
Thank you, Bob.
You don't try to pretend you understand. You just keep plugging away until you get something said to you that you understand.
You aggravate.
Yeah, aggravate.
They holler at you. You aggravate until they holler at you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ian. Much appreciation for all that's going on here.
Thank you.
Much gratitude.
You're actually doing good. We're glad you're better. You're welcome.
I'm feeling the bones and everything were starting to creak a bit, but OA movements are coming on nicely.
If the bones are good, the rest don't matter.
Good. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Bob. Much appreciation. Okay. I know you've got other people online.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. Scott didn't have a very good Saturday. So, Scott, do you have something that you want to input that you think would raise the level of fucking inquiry here?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. I had a bunch of questions earlier. Let me see if I can find them here. The esoteric symbol for cinnabar is 33 with two parallel lines struck through it horizontally. Is this in any way related to the 33rd parallel?
No, it's not. And we're very pleased and thankful that you trust a hillbilly fuck-up for the answer.
No, psychopath. Hillbilly psychopath is what he called you, Ion. Homicidal.
Oh, yeah. We were being nice.
Well, I didn't use the word hillbilly, because I'm a hillbilly, so...
Your Facebook post says otherwise.
No, my family came from the Ohio Valley.
No. We're talking specifically about the redneck reference.
Next question, Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
That's hillbilly.
Yeah.
When you question someone's mortality, someone dies. This is what you said, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago or something. So how many people...
It was dumb. We say a lot of things, Scott, so which one was it?
I don't know. It was a couple of weeks ago. You said whenever you question someone's mortality, someone has to die.
You're going to have a Lazarus Project. In order for the Lazarus Project to begin, somebody has to die. Otherwise, you can have a successful Lazarus Project, but it's hard to get volunteers to see if you're good at your craft or not.
Well, yeah, but that isn't necessarily a question of mortality. That's just a question of someone dying and being brought back.
Correct. So that was what the reference that we were making, questioning their mortality.
Oh, so it's a particular kind of questioning of mortality that requires proof other than just longevity. Okay.
That's correct. And we're still as smart as Mark Stallman.
That's not much of a standard, though.
That's true. We're right up there, but yeah, that's true. True that.
Is he controlled by his girlfriend, Debbie Newman, Ion? Is that the problem there?
Nah, it's just numb. He's just numb. He's trying to make himself... The only way he can be something is everyone else has to be a little less than. So right. That's how you try to vindicate or validate any kind of a conditional position based on what he thinks about it. But if his idea is your idea, as long as it's his idea, it's a good idea. You know.
Okay, go ahead, Scott.
What's going on with my back?
It hurts.
Yeah, it does. Why is that?
I guess you got to check to see what condition your condition's in. If you stretch your back, the vertebrae in your back are meant to do a specific thing, to hold you erect. If you're always constantly questioning inside and outside your condition of condition, it puts a strain or a stress on the vertebrae, a compaction, as it were. If you're always blowing hot and always blowing cold and always blowing up and always blowing down and puffed up so easily that the wind affects your sciatica, then your sciatica will, like the empire, will strike back.
So is that related to spinality?
Could, if you apply it that way.
But you're talking, Ian, about how he gets his back up in relation to Ian and maybe other things.
Well, it's just everything. It's with whomever he's speaking, that's the way it goes, and he makes the point. The points are great, but they don't necessarily apply. You're preaching not to the choir, you're preaching to the, it's like the street preacher trying to tell them about Ion, and they don't even know who you are. Why would they care who Ion is? They don't care. And so you wear your back out preaching to the wrong people, but that's all. It's a symptom. It's not a cause, it's a symptom.
That's true, Scott. You get in there and you talk to the gay bee people, you quote things that they don't know what you're talking about. I appreciate you propagating it, but
you do a great job. You're just on the roadside and the traffic is causing the wind to mess up your hair.
Okay, you also said the other day that we don't control our power, we witness it.
Right. That's exactly right. And then once you do that, then all of a sudden you feel it. And once you feel it, then you can start using it. Once you start using it, then it has a capacity. Once you start have a capacity, then you start moving the winds. Then you start moving the waves. Then the mountains start moving. Then people wield to your will. It becomes their good idea to do whatever it is you want. It's like tequila, Scott. It'll make her clothes fall off.
Okay. Yeah. Or what is it?
Stick to what you were going to say, Scott. Don't get distracted.
Okay. So does that mean that we're coming together with the other two-thirds of us? That isn't physical.
Maybe.
Okay. So that's why there's an 11, because there's 11 of us that's missing, that's not here, that's someplace else.
In essence. In essence.
Waiting their turn.
To the Yoda. To the Yoda.
To the Yoda.
11 to the Yoda.
Is that guy in the movies? Yoda?
Yes.
No. No, he knows what Yoda is.
What is it?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. It's not here. It's the 11 others of me who are waiting their turn to be in a Mitzvah body. There's 12 of us.
That sounds a bit ridiculous, Ion. Can you agree or correct?
Nothing. We don't care.
Okay.
That's it, because it's ridiculous. The 11 others of ourselves waiting to be in the body, aren't they already in their bodies?
They're not here. They're not in the fallen state. They're waiting their turn to come.
No. They're in places that might be fallen too, but we're not fallen. That's a
call. Well, yeah. Well, no. Yeah, it is. And I spoke to that earlier, that it isn't that we're fallen. It's that when you put the ship in the bottle, you first have to collapse it. You have to contract it so it'll fit through the opening or the aperture. And then you get it inside the bottle, and you pull a string, and the masks come up and all that kind of stuff. So that's basically, that's my conjecture of what we're doing is, as little humans, we've flattened ourselves, and we've contracted ourselves so that we'll fit into the bottle, or fit into whatever space, and then we're waiting to pull the string so that we ascend, so that everything reconstructs.
Yeah, what do you think of that metaphor, Ion?
We don't care.
Why don't you care?
We don't care.
Because he doesn't want to confuse people with other metaphors.
Is that true, Lion?
Confuse others.
Carolyn said all metaphors suck sooner or later.
Right, and you don't care about the others. You're teaching or urging, but you don't care.
Well, whatever. Sound good.
He doesn't want them to be confused. Or they don't want them to be. I can't ever remember whether he's plural or singular. Okay, final question. Who broke my knife?
Paul.
Paul broke my knife.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay,
Paul. So. Who's Paul?
Well, now, goddamn, if we got to do that, then do you have a knife? Is it your knife? No. Where'd you get the knife? Where did you buy them? Did you buy the knife with your money? Where did your...
Yeah?
Yeah, no. You don't know who that is, then you should... If you don't know who Paul is, then you should take better attention to where you keep your knife.
My brother-in-law, Paul. My brother-in-law, Paul.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Now you know what you know. See, now you know what you know, and you call us ridiculous. That's rich, isn't it?
Okay.
Is he nearby? When was his breaking happening?
No, he isn't anywhere close to here. He's like on the other coast, 3,000 miles from here. I don't know how he could possibly break.
Just like next door.
Yeah, it's like next door.
Yeah, like, remember, in other worlds he can do this, Scott.
Okay, all right.
He's right next door in other worlds.
Well, that explains why it was inexplicable, so...
Yeah. So let's go back to, if you tend to throw a different, you say Ayn doesn't like other metaphors, well, how about saying, let's go with Ayn's metaphor and figure out what it is about. We don't need to keep adding other metaphors. We got to deal with the one Ayn's saying.
Well, but if you have a metaphor, then you have to interpret it. You have to keep exchanging it for other metaphors or you get distracted and get stultified,
like,
and get frozen.
Like Bucky Fuller.
Yeah, like that. Right.
Well, okay, you say Bucky Fuller. Do you mean we get distracted like Bucky Fuller got distracted, Ayn? Or are you saying some other meaning?
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't know anything. You finally get through, you don't know anything.
That's Bucky. Bucky did that to himself.
To himself, so far.
Is there any public intellectual of the 20th century, say, up to Noam Chomsky, who didn't suffer the Bucky Fuller fate?
No.
Yes, because if they ascended, they wouldn't be around anymore. Or if they were into the ascended process, they wouldn't be doing the public intellectual work. Right?
Right, because they wouldn't need to.
Yeah, they wouldn't be available.
Well, just because they wouldn't need to doesn't mean they wouldn't.
That's right.
Well, he didn't finish his sentence, Ayn. What did Scott say?
Just because they don't need to doesn't mean they wouldn't.
They don't need to what?
They don't need to be a public intellectual, which doesn't mean that they wouldn't be.
A public intellectual?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so most of them aren't public intellectuals.
But some are.
Oh, he said no, there aren't any. There's no public intellectuals in the 20th century who maybe ascended, say, and was still known as a public intellectual.
I thought he was talking about dead ones, but...
No, Chomsky, he was announced dead the other day, but it wasn't true, apparently. But look, we're saying public intellectuals that people know of up until recently, the last 100 years, if, Ayn, you say not one of them ascended, from Arnold Toynbee to Mr. Lipset, Seymour Lipset.
the incredible Mr. Lippitt, Don Knotts. Yeah, that's the one.
No, Lipset. But
yeah,
Ayn.
Yeah.
Is it? I will be the only public intellectual who ascends or fakes ascension to their point, right?
Yeah, you're the only one that's going to be your own grandpa,
which my grandchildren never knew.
I got to go downstairs because my dinner is burning. So can I come back?
Okay. Thank you very much, Scott.
Glad you stopped by. Keep us in the funny papers. We depend on you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Arlene. Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right. So we got a few minutes left. So, okay. I'm going to... Tulip Vista. Who's that? They got their hand up three times. Tulip Vista.
You need to look at the chat.
Why? Oh, yeah, there's questions on there,
isn't
there?
You have something to do that's important.
Okay, Chula Vista. Go ahead.
All right, okay. This is going to go great. You're going to like
619.
This.
619. 619.
Jeez. Okay. And it's going to be fun when you want to know what happens
on Bob.
Blood Moon.
Bob.
When the pink
Bob, moon. Mark
it's
Sweat.
It's going to be fun when you know what happens on Pat.
Oh, good. Mark Sweat, for fuck's sake, shut up. We need our gold and silver update. Mark Sweat is here.
Hey, touch the gold and silver.
Yeah, go ahead.
40 days after Easter, it won't matter.
That's
so,
right.
Okay. By the way, hey, just one comment on the carnivore diet. The way you get all the nutrients is you've got to eat nose to tail. So you've got to, as Carolyn's probably reading in her book, you've got to eat the kidney, the liver, the spleen, and apparently you get 100% of the nutrients to as compared to being on a plant-based diet.
You know what,
Carolyn? There you go, guys.
There's your tamale. That's
okay, yeah. So get into your questions. We'll talk about that later, Mark.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Ion, you know, there's been all this talk about ascension, and Bob even said, you know, 10 minutes ago, I don't know how to ascend. But you've said in the past that ascension is autonomic, and that if it's not automatic, then you're trying too hard. So I've heard recently people saying, like Carolyn, you know, do the keys and airs, do the OA movements. But those are little tasks and check marks in a box. If it's autonomic, there's no protocol that you can follow. Am I wrong, or...
Well, the issue is it's like trying to say, how do I know what I already am? How
right.
can I figure out that which I already am?
Okay,
how
that's
can
a good
I prove
question.
What I've already proved? And so
yeah.
it kind of goes like that. So you embrace it from that standpoint.
Embrace
right.
what? That I know what I know?
You know, to me, I'm jumping in before Ion has a chance to answer your question, but you want to go ahead, Ion, and answer Bob's
screaming in our ear. And screamed. We don't listen to Bob. He didn't do what we asked, so why the fuck should we do
it? Look at that, you little spoiled kid. Go ahead, Mark, quick.
You know, but see, I always, everything that I've learned over the past year said, number one, you engage with Ion. Number two, you get involved with the, you know, the carnal knowledge of what Bob's doing. And it seemed like the living water and bread of life were always critical to that process.
They are.
And I remember,
the environment had to catch up. Otherwise, they would
okay.
kill a, see, we'll kill a nigger. We'll kill a nigger. We don't care. We'll kill a nigger. We don't mind.
But from Saturday night, am I interpreting Ascension Day, 40 days after Easter, you either make it or you don't.
Incredible screeching, shrilling, top of, like, blow your brains out, squealing. And we don't even know if you can hear or not, but it's raging beyond reproach. Probably can't hear a word, but we don't care.
You know, Ion, I changed phones from last time.
Sorry, y'all didn't get to find out about the pink moon and Passover and all the details, but call Bert, maybe he'll help you.